This is KUT. Even the most academically prepared college-bound student can face a lot of challenges getting to college, especially if they are poor. Those challenges increase for students who are undocumented and the first in their families to go to college. This summer, KUT's Kate McGee followed three high school graduates as they prepared for that next step. The project is called The Months Between. Today, we end with the story of Joseph Ramirez.
It's the first week in July. Joseph Ramirez is sitting in a small room. He's with Daniel Jackson, figuring out how much money he'll need to pay for college this fall.
It's not cheap, obviously. It's $19,160 for...
Jackson is a counselor with Breakthrough Austin. The nonprofit helps first-generation college students like Joseph get their degree. Joseph's mom is also there. They watch Jackson write down each expense on a large whiteboard.
Now let's look at your money that you got from financial aid.
In all, Joseph will have to pay around $3,000 a semester for college. But that's going to be tough. From the beginning, the odds have been stacked against Joseph. His parents brought him from Mexico when he was three.
For a period in our lives, we're pretty much homeless or living out of our car. We lived in a trailer, believe duplex, and just really tough.
Joseph bounced around to a half dozen elementary schools. Students who move a lot in a single year have a harder time learning. Plus, he didn't speak English. In fifth grade, he applied to the magnet program at Keeling Middle School, mostly using Google Translate. His English still wasn't great. Joseph says his parents always emphasized,
get an education to do a lot better in school so that I don't have to be in their position where they lack a good job because they didn't get the correct type of education.
From Keeling, he was accepted to one of the best public high schools in the country, the Liberal Arts and Science Academy, or LASA. At LASA, he faced different challenges. Expectations were high, but many of his classmates didn't face the same challenges he did.
Most of the school is Caucasian or white, so it's kind of rough being one of the few Mexicans there. Just having a high expectancy with low resources.
But there was another side to those expectations.
When I was applying to colleges, some people would ask white students, what school are you going to? And the question they would ask me, are you going to college? Kind of makes me feel like they don't really expect much out of me, that they don't see me going as far, so they don't want to bother.
Statistically, in Central Texas, low-income Hispanic male students are the least likely to enroll in college of any student group. Applying to college brought a whole new set of challenges. Since he moved to the United States as a child, Joseph has what's referred to as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. He has a 2-year work permit and can't be deported, but he doesn't qualify for federal financial aid. In Texas, undocumented students do qualify for some state aid, but he mostly relied on scholarships to pay for school. He didn't want to take out student loans. In the end, Joseph decided to go to St. Edward's University to study nursing or pre-med.
Hi, it's good to see you again.
Even if financial aid is daunting, St. Ed's orientation helps Joseph get acclimated with campus and choose his classes with the help of an advisor, Maribel Tostado.
Are you doing okay, Joseph?
Yeah, pretty well.
In Tostado's office, there's a photo of Cesar Chavez and some Frida Kahlo paintings.
I love your paintings.
Thank you. They're very colorful, right? I try to keep my culture, my heritage. I really like the Frida Kahlo paintings. And
I really like how the first area of orientation, we're speaking Spanish and use like a little bit of Spanglish in between.
I did. I can't help myself. It just comes out and I don't even notice when it comes out, right?
Well, like being a Latino, I just feel a little bit more welcoming knowing that faculty here is also Hispanic.
Yes. Isn't it true? Yeah. Mm. It's like almost the what you feel represents, right? And like, hey, I can talk to her.
Yeah.
She'll understand a little bit where I'm coming from. And I do. It's terrifying. When you first
Joseph signs up for 4 classes, but is contemplating a 5th. He wants to take as many classes as he can to make the most of his scholarship money. Tostado warned him that might be too much, especially if he's working too. Daniel Jackson at Breakthrough says that's his concern.
It's almost the fear of not having the money that he's going to end up overworking himself, and then it might become too much. And those are just not struggles that a student whose family went to college and who was more able to cover tuition expenses. They just wouldn't face that.
Over the next month, more problems pop up. On August 1st, Joseph made his first payment for this semester. It was a little more than he expected. Also, he still needs to find a job for the fall. Work-study jobs on campus don't pay enough. Now he's looking for a job off campus. Meanwhile, he's cutting lawns to make a little extra cash. Despite these problems, Joseph made it to classes his first day on August 24th. During the first week, he adjusted to the new course load and got used to his new classes, but he still hasn't found a steady job to help make monthly tuition. Sitting outside on campus, Joseph vents a little.
Honestly, a little bit jealous of other students that have been able to take a gap year or been able to just do nothing over their summer and still have still go to a great school, still being able to pay almost minimum or almost nothing, while I'm trying to find a job, still struggling to figure everything out. I just kind of wish I wasn't in this situation.
But Daniel Jackson, Joseph's breakthrough counselor, says this year the biggest obstacle for Joseph won't be financial. It will be finding his place on campus.
I was visiting with Joseph on campus the other day, and I said, how are you feeling, you know, on campus? He says, yeah, I'm having a hard time meeting people because I don't live here.
Jackson says first-generation students often have trouble adjusting, and historically, colleges haven't been as welcoming to poorer students.
The Josephs of the world are relatively new to the college campus, and so colleges are still learning about how to make the Josephs of the world feel at home on campus and to connect with professors and to connect with other folks on campus. I mean, even the best colleges in the nation still have retention rates that have a lot to be desired.
Or is anybody still working?
It's the second week of school, and Joseph is in his English composition class.
Today we're going to discuss On Morality by Joan Didion. So what are your initial reactions, thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Joseph has some leads on a job, nothing solid yet, but he still remains positive.
It's kind of beneficial for me to just have the feeling that I earned this and that I earned my own education, that I funded my own education, and that I was the one that put all the effort, as much effort as possible to fulfill my education.
Joseph did have one piece of good news. A breakthrough donor gave him some money for tuition. That means he'll be able to spend less time working and more time studying. Kate McGee, KUT News.
You can find more on all of the students Kate followed this summer at themonthsbetween.kut.org.